It's Victory Monday! Happy New Year, Bears fans! It's Victory New Year, for Christ's sake! We're not going to the playoffs, But maybe we could fuck Green Bay up next week, baby! Soldier Field was lit today, that's what I'm talking about. You already know, we got the old styles, we were eating Manny's for breakfast, ripping old styles for lunch, ripping Bears football for a mid-afternoon break, and then getting straight into the sauce, baby, because it's Victory New Year! Bears kick some ass today! I'll try and keep it somewhat positive here, it's a new year. It's going to be a new team. It's going to be all good. It's going to be whatever, you know. It might be fucked just like this year and last year and the year before 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 and the countless years before that. But, hey, best game I've been at Soldier Field in a hot minute, baby. It was snowing. It was cold. It was bear weather. And it kicked ass. But, I mean, you know, Eberflus still pisses me off. Fields did pretty good today, but he still made some poor decisions here and there. But that motherfucker's crazy, though. I know you assholes saw that scramble on third and whatever it was, and that asshole is, like, slipping out of shit, left, right, and sideways, and doing whatever he was. I was just like, oh, man, I just look at that fool, and I'm just like, man, he's crazy, dog. That's for sure. He'll go somewhere else and kick some ass, probably. But, you know, he kicked ass for us today because he's still a Bear. So bear down and let's go. I don't know about the Falcons. The Falcons kind of suck ass. Those poor bastards, man, picked up Cordero Patterson from us however many couple of years ago. Man, these drunkards next door, man. Everyone's out driving right now. Man, they don't know what the fuck they're doing. It's pretty entertaining. But Cordero Patterson, man, he was pissed about the Bears because, you know, he didn't get used enough, you know. Kick returns are a basic non-factor these days. No one even kicks the goddamn ball to anybody. And you don't even get half a chance to return anything. And they didn't even use him in the running game. I know they got some BJ, you know, some glory hole bullshit or whatever. Robinson or whoever the fuck they've got. He did whatever. But, man, Cordero Patterson still got to be pretty upset with his lack of usage on the Falcons' offensive side of things. And they put him out there on special teams. It was like, whatever, man. It's like, man, I wish we still had that guy, man. We got four running backs. Why can't he be one of them? You know, we don't even use that Travis Homer asshole. He sits on special teams. And I saw that motherfucker get rocked today. He's supposed to be fucking tackling people or kicking ass or whatever. But this guy is just out here, you know. He got rocked, man. He got fucking smacked on his ass, man. It's like, all right, what do we got this guy around for? Can we pick somebody else up, please? Don't even get me started on the whole Ryan Poles nonsense. Everybody wants to jerk this guy off because, oh, wow, we got DJ Moore and, you know, oh, whatever. This motherfucker, all right, gave Cairo Santos, whatever, four-year deal for fucking however millions of dollars, you know, like, and they didn't even give him the tryout the couple of weeks ago or last week or whatever it was against the goddamn Browns outside in December, for Christ's sake, when the games are really important, kicking a 55-yarder and even like a 42-yarder. It's like, nah, I can't kick that. Let's go for it on fourth down or whatever, man. And they give him the fucking big deal. And that asshole comes out today. I'm like, oh, now you want to kick a 52-yarder. Now he can do it at home. Sure, he missed the goddamn field goal, so I can understand why they didn't put him out there for the 55 the other week. But it's like, what the fuck are you doing giving the guy a goddamn contract for 4 years when he can't kick a field goal from 55 yards at home in December? I'll try and calm it down a little bit. It's Victory Monday. We're keeping it chill out here. We just need a little old style to get the vibes right. But I'm sorry, if you're going to play for the goddamn Chicago Bears, you need to be able to kick a 55-yarder in December outside, for Christ's sake. Because guess what? You think you're going to kick ass within the next 4 years? You think you're going to have playoff chances? You think you're going to be playing at home or anywhere else outside in fucking January? You're going to need to kick field goals from 55 goddamn yards. And he can't do it. He just can't do it, man. I did enough yelling today. I got to keep the voice on the low down. Otherwise, I'm not going to be able to say a goddamn thing in the morning without my shit cracking up dense. So I'm sorry, the whole Ryan Poles thing, man, 50-50 at best. I was talking to the boys earlier this week, thought about throwing them in on the podcast. I don't know if they had anything invigorating to say, but got rid of Roquan Smith, best linebacker we've had since fucking Brian Urlacher, should have been the next Hall of Fame Bears middle linebacker right after Brian Urlacher. Right up on the docket with the rest of the greats. You're fucking pissing on Butkus' goddamn grave by getting rid of that fucking guy. And he's kicking ass for the Ravens. He's going to go win a chip. And he earned it. But it's like, you're telling me you didn't want to pay the guy? And you're going to pay Cairo Santos and Cole Kmet? Montez Sweat? Montez Sweat kicks ass? But you're telling me you're going to get rid of guys and have him for half a season and give him a deal before he plays a fucking snap? It's a Chicago Bear? When Roquan Smith has been the best fucking linebacker in the league for the last 2 years when he played for you. You're just going to piss him away? Come on. Bullshit. But let's get back to the Victory Monday vibes. Hey, it's fucking New Year's. The old style's been flowing. The stogies have been smoking. You can't ask for anything more than a hot, snowy victory. And by hot, it wasn't cold. It was chilly. Let's calm it down a bit here. It wasn't cold. It was like 34 degrees or some shit. It wasn't cold. It was chilly. The snow was gorgeous. Had me feeling the vibes right. Soldier Field was full up, man. People weren't telling me to sit down this week when the defense was on the field because those assholes know what it means to play games in December. Offense looked great. Khalil Herbert ran his ass off. Had a couple of really nice long runs. Got a touchdown. My boy, Roschon Johnson, baby, got his ass into the end zone as well. And that's what you need to do in the red zone is run the football. Getsy called plenty of stupid horse shit during most of the rest of the game. I was shocked that we scored any kind of points in the second half because that's kind of a new thing. Little late for that now, isn't it? Because guess what? You're not making the playoffs, assholes. But hey, we ran the football pretty good. The blocking was supreme. I mean, superb, premium blocking by the offensive line. I mean, besides a couple of things here and there, Lucas Patrick is still a fucking Packer piece of shit. And that guy let some assholes run right through him a couple of times a day. But the rest of the real Bears, you know, put in some good work. DJ Moore's a straight pimp. Should have fed him the ball more every time he was getting touches. He was making yardage happen, you know. I mean, nothing new. But why would we feed him the rock, man? Let's do some stupid bullshit. Let's put Velus Jones in as the running back and have him run in between the tackles when you've got fucking four running backs on the roster. Jesus Christ! But it's all right. It's all right. We won. We won for 30-some points to 17. I'll take it, man. I mean, the defense was doing pretty good except for, like, one or two plays. The shit where they ran for, like, a fucking 70-yard touchdown on the first fucking, like, you know, touch of the drive. It was like, all right. I mean, what the fuck is this? What are we doing here? They picked it up, you know, a couple of good turnovers, some interceptions, man. Right when we needed them, the defense was putting up and the fans were behind them. Got it. Good. Done. Now, I don't want to see Poles getting rid of Jaylon Johnson now just because when he went out early in the game that the rest of the team looked pretty good. That's a piss-poor excuse against a piss-poor team. You keep Jaylon Johnson for Christ's sake and you pay that asshole whatever he wants to keep him on the goddamn squad. Because just because the Bears look pretty decent in the cornerback situation with the DBs they had out there against the fucking Falcons doesn't mean you can get rid of Jaylon Johnson for Christ's sake. Poles just fucked enough shit up. You draft guys, you build them up, they kick ass for you, and you piss them away, and you don't fucking do that. That's the dumbest shit I've ever seen. It's out here looking like the fucking NBA. Just trade everybody away 1 year to just build a power team, you know, the big squad, the big names, you know, the all-stars. It's like, fuck that, man. You fucking draft the guys, you have them, you build them up, They kick ass for you. They're fucking Bears. You don't piss them away. You pay Jalen Johnson, for Christ's sake. And I don't want to hear the excuse that, well, the Bears defense was just as good against the goddamn Falcons without Jalen Johnson out there. It's not true. They did good. But that Jalen Johnson is the reason why, man. He's the leader out there when it comes to the DB cornerback situation. Don't you dare get rid of that guy. Tyrell Smith looks good. Stevenson looks good. That's great. You've got depth, for Christ's sake. But pay somebody to be the main man. I'm done talking about Fields. I don't want to hear it. Everybody was chanting at the stadium, I want Fields. We want to keep Fields. Whatever, man. Whatever, man. Defense looked good. Offense looked fine. Eberflus is still a dumbass. Getsy is definitely... I gotta watch what I say here. Getsy sucks. A little more old style to calm the nerves. But hey, you know, I mean, it's Victory Monday. Victory New Year. We're going up to Green Bay next week. And I don't just mean the team. Me and Pops, man, we're pulling up to Green Bay. And I do not want to see those assholes let the Green Bay Packers just waltz into the playoffs. You go up there and you knock those fuckers out. Poll says he's going to take back the North and never give it back. Well, you fucking started that when you beat the fucking Vikings and Detroit finally the second time. Now you come out there and you whoop the shit out of the Packers up at Lambeau. And you better believe I'm going to be there right behind them. And if they piss that shit away, I'm going to be fucking really pissed. And you think I'm pissed now? This is just me after a dub. Wait till we lose against the Packers again, and then you'll fucking hear it. Still better not be good enough to keep Eberflus around, man. I don't know. It's like he's a great defensive coordinator. Still not a good head coach. Poor decisions left, right, and sideways. Oh, I'm thinking about the refs now. Everyone saw the Detroit game the other night against the Cowboys or whatever it was. Is that who they played? Don't know, don't care. Refs were shit. What was it today? All of a sudden, they're like, okay, officials time out. It's like, what the fuck does that even mean? Bears just got the ball back after like a turnover or something. And it's like, okay, officials time out. And some asshole, you know, I don't know what happened. And I don't really care. But whoever was holding up the chains, you know, the stick, those yellow things, the orange things with the stripes and the circle on top, you know, that keep the chains moving or whatever. Something happened with that guy and he got carted off the field. And all of a sudden, there's no markers on the one side of the field. And the Falcons get the goddamn ball. We stop them on third down. The referees put their fists up like it was a stop. They were short of the first down yardage, and all of a sudden, just because the chains disappeared, and it's the fucking in between the third and the fourth quarter, well, let's fucking do the cuppy coffee run, or whatever other dumb shit, the t-shirt toss, you know, to make them forget what the hell happened at the end of the third quarter, and all of a sudden, the beginning of the fourth quarter, it's first and 10 for the Falcons. I mean, what the fuck was that? It was fourth and one, they had them stopped short. It's in between the fucking quarters, and all of a sudden, it's fucking first and 10. Shit's rigged, man. And my boys down at the corner cottage know what I'm talking about. They think the Rams and the fucking Lions, the Rams are going to win and make that playoff spot so that the fucking Lions can play them at home in Detroit. You know what I mean? So you got that fucking Matt Stafford and fucking Jared Goff. Stafford back in Detroit City, man, playing against Jared Goff and his old team, man. They're right, man. It's fucking rigged, all this gambling and all this other horse shit. They know what they're talking about over there. Corner Cottage Liquors, just off of North Ave, and I don't know what the fuck it is, just off of North Ave and 83 over there in Elmhurst, man. Those guys know what's up. You walk in there and talk Bears, and they're going to hook you up. They're real Bears fans. They know what they're talking about. None of this We Want Fields chanting bullshit on the TV. They've seen enough goddamn Bears football to know what we need at Soldier Field to win fucking championships. And it ain't there. It ain't fucking Eberflus. It ain't fucking Getsy. It's Harbaugh, baby. You bring the Bears in to be the Bears. You don't bring in some pussy asshole from Green Bay to be your offensive coordinator. And you sure as fuck don't bring in some random defensive coordinator that's buddy-buddy with you from fucking back in the day to be the head coach, because he can't do it. Hit up my boys. They got all the liquor. They got the old style on deck. Hell, they'll even sell you some soggies, some cigs, some zins, and whatever else you need to keep the buzz up and the New Year's victory vibes right. Shout out to those homies. I don't know what I've been talking about. I don't know what I said. And I don't know what else there is to say. Besides, fuck Green Bay. Let's kick their fucking ass next week. Keep the old styles cold. Keeps the vibes right. Keep the stogies smoking. And bear down, baby.